This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The biggest towing company in Colorado has seemingly gone out of business a year after being investigated by the state. Wyatt's Towing was accused by state legislators of illegally towing thousands of vehicles. CPR's Molly Cruz has more.
Earlier this year, Wyatt's Towing attorneys notified the Attorney General's office about a possible change in ownership, but didn't say who the new owner would be. Then, earlier this week, a permanently closed sign was spotted outside Wyatt's tow yard. This comes a week after the Attorney General announced that more than 5,000 Coloradans who fell victim to the predatory towing practices will receive restitution checks in the mail. The payouts were part of a $1 million settlement after the Attorney General's office investigation of Wyatt's last year. It is still unclear who bought the towing giant, but the phone number listed for Wyatt's now redirects to Elite Towing. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis is co-chair of a new national project called Safeguard Democracy. He says the initiative will work to protect state institutions such as courts, elections, and other democratic bodies. He says it's not in direct response to this fall's election and a changeover at the White House.
We certainly would have some concerns with the incoming administration to protect democracy at the state level, but it really is not about a particular person. It's about the need to always pursue perfection in our society.
The governor points to recent U.S. Supreme Court decisions overturning certain freedoms like Roe v. Wade. The new bipartisan coalition includes former Republican governors. Colorado is getting ready to study whether systemic harm has been done to black people.
We're looking at areas like housing, education, criminal justice, and things like even obtaining credit and small business ownership to see what we can do as a state to ensure that people do have the equal opportunity to succeed.
An ambitious project. History Colorado is hiring the team, and we'll learn more about it later in this hour. This is CPR News.